Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. On this Sunday, the Sunday of the baptism of Jesus, our title is Knowing the Secret. Based on our gospel reading from St. Mark, especially these verses, in those days Jesus came from Nazareth in Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. Immediately coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens opening, the Spirit like a dove descending upon him, and a voice from the heavens said, "You are my beloved Son, with you I am well pleased." Again, our title is Knowing the Secret, and follow along with your outline. I've got a secret. I've got a secret. I wonder if any of you can remember that child sing-song from your youth. I sure do. Usually somebody was taunting or kidding somebody else. I have a secret and you don't. Can you guess what my secret is? I have a secret. Well, when a storyteller tells a story, the storyteller has a dilemma. He has an important choice to make. When will he or she tell the secret? Some storytellers wait to the very end of their story to tell the secret. So when a mystery writer writes a book, the secret of the book is, who pushed Colonel Mustard down the well? Wait to the last page and you'll find out who did it. Or when the writer of a soap opera writes a soap opera and asks the question, will Marletta find happiness with Roscoe, her chauffeur? Tune in to tomorrow's final episode of As the Stomach Turns. Now, some storytellers tell the secret at the very beginning. And before any of the characters in the story know the secret, the readers or the hearers know the secret themselves. Oh, grandmother, what big teeth you have! And we know, before Little Red Riding Hood knows, that ain't no grandma, honey. That's the big bad wolf. St. Mark, in his gospel lesson for today, has a wonderful secret to share. And the secret is the identity of Jesus. Just who is Jesus? Now, Mark tells us right away in his account. Verse 1 of chapter 1 says this, "The beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God." And lest we miss it, in verse 11 of chapter 1, our gospel reading for today, Mark says it again. "A voice from the heavens came and said to Jesus, 'You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased.'" Like any good story, though, in the Gospels, some know the secret and some don't. The Heavenly Father knows. Jesus knows. With St. Mark's help, we should know the secret that Jesus is the Son of God and the Savior of the world. But as the story unfolds, we discover that many simply do not or will not know the secret. The Jewish authorities just thought Jesus was a troublemaker. The crowd confused Jesus with Old Testament prophets like Elijah. The disciples were so thick-headed, they should have known better, but at the cross, they turned tail and they ran when he needed them the most. Now, ironically, in the Gospel of St. Mark, it was the demons who knew the secret right away. Listen to Mark 1, 23 to 24. "Just then, there was a man in their synagogue possessed by a demonic spirit, and he cried out, 'What business do we have to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? We know who you are, the Holy One of God.'" Now, many in Jesus' time would not or could not, though, recognize the secret. because Jesus did not look like, Jesus did not act like what they were expecting, a mighty Son of God. No, Jesus was humble. He was serving. He was suffering. Jesus, the perfect, sinless Savior in our text today, submitted himself to the waters of baptism completely unexpectedly, not because he had to, not because he had any sin, but because he fully identified himself with sinners like you and me, and at the waters of his baptism began the process that found its fulfillment as he bore our sins to the cross. Jesus submitted himself to the ridicule, to the rejection, and to crucifixion by sinful men. And many, because of that, couldn't understand the secret of who he really was. But we today are to remember the secret. We are to remember the secret when all hell breaks loose on Mount Calvary, when the religious leaders spit on Jesus, when the Roman soldiers hold him down and pound nails through his hands and his feet, Mark says to us, remember the secret. Remember the secret. When Jesus is tempted by the spectators, if you're the Son of God, come down off that cross, as he's paying for the sins of the world, Mark says to us, remember the secret. When Jesus dies, when he dies in your place, for your sins, forsaken by his closest friends, when a Roman centurion looks at him and says, surely that's the Son of God, Mark says to us, remember the secret that you've known from the very beginning. But dear friends, and now here's where we quit preaching and start meddling. Dear friends, we are to remember the secret when all hell breaks loose in our lives. Let's try something novel for a change on Sunday morning when we gather here. Let's stop playing our religious games with God and with each other. Sometimes it feels like, doesn't it, in your own life, like all hell is breaking loose. What is it for you today? Or what is it for you in the life of a loved one? When things are going great and they're going smoothly, we say, all is right with the world and God is in his heaven and everything's fine. But when we suffer, when we hurt, when things aren't the way they should be, we cry out, God, do you care? God, are you there? And this leads our hearts so easily to fear and to doubt and despair. And this is why St. Mark in our gospel lesson tells us today, here is the key point. Here is the central thought. Here is the one idea you are to take home with you today. When things get rough for you, remember the secret. St. Mark says, when things get rough, don't forget the secret. Jesus is the Savior of the world. Jesus loves you. Jesus died for you. Jesus rose for you. Jesus will never forsake you. Now, appearances can be deceiving. It was true for Jesus. He who appeared to be powerless on the cross was the one who rose with power over sin, power over death, and power over the devil. He is no stranger to suffering. You know that beautiful old gospel song. No one knows the trouble I've seen. Nobody knows but Jesus. He is no stranger to suffering. So he will not flee from you when you're in your time of despair or hurt or trouble. I'm reminded of an old corny joke a corny pun, but it's a reminder of Jesus' strong presence with me when I need him most. Have you heard of Jesus' promise to short people? In Matthew 28, 20, Jesus says these words, "Lo, I am with you always, even to the very end of the earth." Always. You like that, Don? I like it too. He didn't say, "Bald, I am with you always." He said, "Lo," but that's okay. I am with you always to the very end of the earth. Appearances can be deceiving, but it's true for us. In Christ, we have a sure identity. Listen to Galatians 3. "For you are all sons and daughters of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ." In his baptism, the secret of Jesus' identity is revealed, and nothing that happens to him afterward, not the spitting, not the nails, not the tomb, can ever change his identity. He is the Holy One of God. And in your baptism, the secret of your identity is revealed. You are a precious child of God. And nothing that happens to you after your baptism can ever change that. You belong to God forever. If there's someone here this morning who is not yet baptized, it would be my joy to speak with you or a loved one, if you're a child, to talk about baptism. In our baptism, we also have an eternal destiny. Through the waters of holy baptism, God makes a promise to you. And he says, "The promise I make to you in baptism is sealed and written in blood." And the promise is this: you have an eternal destiny. And nobody and no thing can ever take you out of God's hand. Listen to Romans chapter 8. "Who will separate us from the love of Christ? Will tribulation or distress, famine, persecution, peril, or sword? No, in all of these things, we overwhelmingly conquer through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, or depth, or any other thing will ever be able to separate us from the love of God, which is ours in Christ Jesus." What does St. Paul say? No matter what happens to you in this life, the love of God is guaranteed to you because of Jesus, your Savior. In your baptism, you have an eternal destiny, never to be separated from God's love. Finally, in your baptism, the secret is out. You are of immeasurable worth. When I first started going to Sunday school, and I didn't start going to Sunday school until I was about 12 years old, my Sunday school, Mrs. Miller, said something to me that I've taken with me all these years of my life about my worth in God's sight. Because as growing up, I had a lot of problems with self-worth. Our family was so desperately poor. I was always the smallest kid in school on the sports teams, always dressed with the most ragtag clothes. We never had enough to eat. And Mrs. Miller told me this: "You are of immeasurable worth to your Father in heaven." She said to me, "Stephen, if you were the only person on this world, Jesus would have come and given his life for you." Let that truth apply to your heart as well. In your baptism, you are of immeasurable worth to God. God delights. Are you listening? God delights in that person whose face you see every morning in the mirror. You look at that face in the mirror, and God says, "You are my beloved. I love you forever." We end our sermon by giving you two more secrets about baptism. One is a secret from Martin Luther, and one is a secret from the ancient Orthodox Church in Europe. When Luther felt particularly attacked by the devil, when Luther felt like the devil was telling him, "You're useless, you're a sinner, you're no good, you can't measure up," Luther then writes, "I would take my baptism in my hand like a sword as an offensive weapon, and I would rise and tell the devil, 'Satan, go to hell where you belong, because I am a baptized child of God and you have no power over me.'" When you begin to hear the whispers of the devil in your life, those whispers that say, "You're no good, you don't measure up, you don't have enough faith," grasp your baptism like a sword, and I invite you to say aloud to the devil, "Satan," in fact, let's say that together. Can you imagine saying the word hell out loud in church? We're going to do it. Say with me, "Satan, go to hell where you belong. I am a baptized child of God, and you can't take any power over me." When I was a pastor years ago in Seattle, teaching youth confirmation class, it was the lesson on baptism. We had these 10 kids in the class, and at one point, I had them all rise, and we said those words out loud, "Satan, go to hell." Just at that moment, one of the little ladies from the LWML was walking by, and we shouted, and she stuck her head in the door, "Pastor, what are you teaching those kids to say?" Baptism is not only a comfort that gives us strength, it's an offensive weapon to take the battle to the devil and say, "I am a baptized child of God. Now, Satan, go to hell where you belong." The other baptismal secret comes from the ancient Orthodox Church. When people would bring their children to the baptismal font for baptism, and they would go through the rite of baptism, they would use some of the words we used in your bulletin. "Do you renounce the devil? I renounce him. Do you renounce all his ways? I renounce him." And when the child was to be baptized, the priest would have the parents turn and spit on the floor of the cathedral. If we did that here, the trustees might have a problem with me. But the purpose of spitting, can you guess what the purpose was? To tell the devil, "This child belongs to God and you have no power over him. We spit in your face." Baptism is a strength and a power and a gift from God. Today, we have considered the baptism of Jesus, and we've considered our own baptism. And we have been reminded of a secret no one or nothing can ever take from us. And here's the secret. And by the way, it's the secret you are free to share. Jesus is the very Son of God, and we are his forever. In the name of Jesus, go home today and thank God for your baptism. Amen.